Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Coming up at 9:45, we'll talk to Kevin McCarthy, get his take on Superman, which crushed at the box office. Kevin's, of course, in L.A. See him doing different things now.
He's a freelancer.
Exactly.
Good for him.
Big superstar.
He's killing it.
Big social media superstar.
That's right.
So during one of the breaks, I happened to see them having a debate on ESPN about this new poll that came out. And they polled NFL coaches, NFL scouts, and NFL executives.
Okay.
And they said, rank your quarterbacks.
Right.
Number one, Patrick Mahomes. Makes sense. He's won 3 Super Bowls already. Number two, Josh Allen just won the MVP last year.
All right.
Number three, Joe Burrow over Lamar Jackson at 4. And who was there at number 5, Cakes?
JD5, I believe.
Jaden Daniels already.
That's crazy.
Amongst the coaches, executives, and scouts coming in at number 5.
Yeah, I can't
that's as high as you could ever imagine.
I can't have Lamar Jackson not in my top 3 or 4.
They're just showing it right now.
Well, he is 4.
I thought he was bumped down.
He's number four.
He's number 4.
Okay.
But that's kind of disrespectful, too. Like I saw Damian Woody say, here's a guy that's won the MVP twice. All right? Joe Burrow's got no MVPs.
But he does have a Super Bowl appearance.
All right, but why is Joe Burrow ahead of Lamar Jackson?
Probably because he has a Super Bowl appearance.
Would you take Joe Burrow ahead of Lamar Jackson?
Probably not. But
I'd have the same four.
I'd have the same four, yes.
I value deep playoff runs over individual accomplishments, personally. I can see why some execs would rank Burrow higher.
He's also missed a lot of time.
I know. I'm just playing devil's advocate. Yeah. I would have Lamar higher than Burrow.
But I can see
why he's ranked where he is.
800-636-1067. Do you find it outrageous that Lamar Jackson has won 2 MVPs? I get Patrick Mahomes being ahead of him. Josh Allen really shouldn't even be ahead of him.
He's in the mix.
But you're burying the lead here. Jaden Daniels ranked in the top 5.
The lead is Jaden being 5. That's more controversial than Lamar being 4.
That's the story.
I mean, I would have Lamar probably ahead of Burrow too, but the lead is is that all these execs, coaches, and scouts have Jaden already
at five
ahead of Stafford, Herbert, Goff, Hurts, Baker, etc.
They know greatness when they see it, and they're seeing it with Jaden.
Like, there's
hopefully
no
he follows
way you
up.
Could
I hope
and
so.
On any planet have him any higher. That's literally the highest he could be.
Yes. Right. After his rookie year, that's kind of crazy.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Like, maybe if he has a phenomenal year this year, he could leapfrog. In my mind, the only guy that you could leapfrog would be Burrow. Like, if Burrow had an unbelievable year.
He threw 43 touchdowns. I mean, he threw 43 or 42, whatever it was. He had a great year.
I don't know. That's super encouraging that they have Jaden up there. It's almost setting him up to fail. It's almost too high.
800-636-1067. But yes, he finishes ahead of Matthew Stafford, who comes in at six. Justin Herbert was seven. Goff, eight. Hurts, nine. Baker Mayfield, 10. That's according to coaches, NFL execs, and scouts. That's how high Jaden Daniels is right
now. I mean,
if
you were to start a football team right now, all things being equal, of those, like, bottom six guys, like, bottom, you know.
Bottoms.
So you're taking out the elite four.
Yes.
The Mount Rushmore, the current Mount Rushmore.
I think I would start with Jaden over all those guys.
Yes, because of his youth.
If you were starting a football team right now, I think I would rather him over Stafford, over Goff, all those other guys.
I mean, Hurts won a Super Bowl.
Hurts is very good.
He's got a great team around him.
He's got a great ecosystem.
I mean, he's got Saquon, but he won a Super Bowl.
I feel like Jaden is a more talented quarterback than Jalen, but Jalen is a great leader.
He's got to keep proving it.
He's just a proven leader.
Yeah. It's just hard with Jalen Hurts because there are so many games where he just doesn't even throw that much.
Yeah.
But that's, again, the system.
Yeah. Like, but, I mean, his one loss record is absurd.
He's got
Saquon Mark, Saquon Barkley, and I mean he's got incredible talent.
I'm just imagining
incredible talent.
Imagine if Jaden had Saquon
or the offensive line.
Definitely. I mean, if you had Saquon in the offensive line, you're going to the Super Bowl. Jaden would have gone.
I actually didn't click on the article.
But it's easy to say that.
I came across an article today. I didn't click on it, but it was how many of the Commanders players would start for the Eagles. And we talked about this last year.
Well, I know one.
Only a few.
Jaden Daniels would start at quarterback.
Over
Sirianni might not want that.
Over Hurts?
I mean, yes.
Wasn't there a divide with those guys?
After 1 year? I don't know about that.
Like early reports of a divide between Sirianni and Hurts?
I think it was entering season.
Yeah.
I think that cooled off.
Yeah. I mean, obviously
winning cures everything.
Yeah, winning cures everything.
Helps.
But there was a little bit of a divide there. I don't know. I think that's incredibly encouraging. I don't think Skins fans need encouraging. Like, everyone's all in on Jaden. Like, I don't know anybody that's a Skins fan that's not all in on him. Like, I think there are people that aren't, that are a little, hey, man, you could be careful. You know, like the Drabbies of the world. Hey, be careful. You know.
Well, he could have a sophomore slump like a C.J. Stroud, which I don't think was a terrible season.
Right, of course. He could definitely go backwards in certain areas. It's up and down of the league. But every Redskins fan believes he's the real.
And again, I'm not dinging C.J. Stroud that much. He lost his top weapon for multiple weeks. Tank Dell went out with an injury. And his offensive line turned into shambles around him. So it's not really on C.J. Stroud. It's on what happened around him.
Yeah.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
If a similar thing happens to Jaden, not going to blame him.
Well, he should be set up for more success because they strengthen the offensive line.
Right.
They strengthen the wide receiver.
Samuel, right. They should be better.
They got to get the
Terry. That's why McLaurin needs to stay.
They got to get it done. I mean, the guy bought $500,000 football card. I mean, come on. Get the deal done.
Josh Harris bought it.
Yeah, I mean, you wasted money. PR stunt.
Yeah. It was Jaden Daniels' business expense.
It wasn't a Terry McLaurin card. It was a Jaden Daniels card.
It's a stupid PR thing. Like,
people started kind of freaking out that when they did the presentation of the new uniforms, Terry wasn't a model.
Well, if he's a holdout,
who did they use?
If he's holding out.
Well, they used Jaden.
Yeah, okay, you can't argue
McCaffrey,
that.
I believe, is one. Or Ertz, one of those two. And who's the third?
Yeah, I can't remember now.
Maybe Bobby Wagner.
Three donks.
I have to go back
definitely
and
had a. They definitely had a picture of Bobby Wagner.
Well, Jaden was
I don't
front
know if he
center.
Was in the three. Yeah.
Jaden was in the middle.
Jaden was definitely front center.
He's the rock star.
He should be.
I have to go back and look at it. I know it wasn't Terry.
Yeah. Well, one of the easiest ways to knock Jaden off that pedestal is to not have Terry McLaurin.
Right. Have him slide down the rankings.
Right.
Which, again, are stupid. They're preseason rankings. Yeah, nobody really cares that much about them.
It's
something to talk about during the slowest sports week of the entire year.
It's the slowest week.
And I've maintained throughout this entire offseason, the highest you could possibly have him is five. You could never put him above the other four guys after 1 year.
Yeah.
It's the absolute highest you could have him.
Who's number 39 on the Commanders? Oh, it's Jeremy Reeves.
Jeremy Reeves.
I think it's Ertz. Ertz, Reeves, those were the three. Fit for old DC.
Right. I mean, if Terry wasn't in a contract dispute, I do believe Terry would be one of the guys.
He would have been one of the guys, yeah.
All right, let's go to Manny in Ashburn. Manny, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
What's up, guys?
How are you?
Hey, Manny.
Happy Monday, fellas. I'm good.
You too. Good.
Yeah, so anyways, I think it's situational, right? So you got to look at Lamar Jackson. Look at the situations he's in as far as Baltimore goes. They're so consistent over years. Mm-hmm. You got a great system in place just for him. Burrow, you can plug in anywhere, I feel like. You can put Burrow on any team, as well as Mahomes, and they'll be successful. Lamar has to play in a certain system for him to be successful, right?
Why do you believe that?
The same
he's
way.
Had different offense coordinators because and succeeded.
He's not a great passer, I think, at the end of the day. I think that's what also coaches, and you know, they're looking at. If it comes down to it, Lamar is going to take off and run. These other guys, they're going to look to pass, and they're just more than one-dimensional.
I don't think you can say he's not a good passer. Do you realize last year he had 41 touchdown passes to 4 interceptions? That's not a good passer?
He got a lot better.
That's not a good passer. Yeah, 41, okay, think about that.
No, I think he gets
41
knocked.
41-4.
I think he gets knocked for the lack of success in the postseason.
All right, thank you.
And somehow he didn't win the MVP, 41-4.
I know.
They just get tired of giving it to him every year.
Pretty much. That's why I say it's kind of disrespectful that he's fourth on that list behind Burrow.
He also ran for 915 yards.
Right, but he's behind. And look, I think Josh Allen's great, and I think Joe Burrow's great. But one guy's won multiple MVPs, and like he said, probably should have won the MVP last year based on the numbers, and the other guys haven't.
Well, whatever. We don't know how close the poll was. I mean, it was a bunch of guys getting polled. I mean, maybe it was pretty close.
Let's go to Sib in Bristow. Sib, what's up?
What's happening, guys? Hey, man, I've been following you guys since the inception, but hardly ever call you. But
I hope you
guys are still around when I'm in my retirement age, man. I
hope so too.
I'm only 4 years older than you guys, but you know, I'm sure I'm echoing everybody else. But yeah, just before they went on commercial, they said Jaden Daniels was number one in the NFC about the same poll. So I think when they come back, they might talk about that. I just wanted to mention that because I didn't know he was number one in the NFC. But
well, the four guys ahead of him are all AFC quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I mean, the AFC is loaded.
He beat out all the NFC guys.
Do you have a problem with him being ranked that high?
Oh no, not at all. Yeah. I mean, I want to just keep, you know, like Jim Zorn said, you know, stay medium, so to speak. You know, like. Let's see another year, but I mean, yeah, I mean, you know,
where are you with
because he's so intelligent. I mean, I hate to say this, but it's maybe too early. But he
see ya.
I think we lost him.
He hated to say it, so he just didn't.
Yeah. What happened? All right, let's go to Joe.
Maybe he was going
to
say on track to be a Hall of Famer.
I was the first to say that. Joe Manassas, what's up, buddy?
What's up, Junks? Love the show as always. And I just wanted to call in and kind of echo the sentiments of the first caller. I understand MVPs, all that. The Ravens are better, so much better organization. If Joe Burrow has a defense, I mean, come on, man. I know what you would do. A big game, a playoff game in the fourth quarter. Are you wanting Lamar Jackson the ball in his hands to make that dime throw? Not a chance.
That's probably why the coaches, the scouts, and the execs have Burrow above them because they trust him.
Yeah, what do you mean? The coaches, the talent evaluators? Mm-hmm. I mean, come on. Let's get it real. Like, I definitely would want Joe Burrow throwing the ball. And Jaden's right there where he should be. And he'll prove that even more this season.
Is it Lamar's fault that Mark Andrews dropped the ball right in his hands?
Of course it is.
I guess that was a bad pass. It was a bad pass because he can't throw the ball.
Over the consistency, you want Joe Burrow throwing 30 passes more than you want Lamar Jackson throwing 30 passes. case closed in the discussion.
Okay, but
brother.
What Joe is completely discounting is when the play breaks down,
Lamar
and there's pressure
go.
In his face, Joe Burrow is going to get him into his turtle shell and go down, and Lamar could rip a 50-yarder for a touchdown. And Joe Burrow just doesn't have that skill
set. I'm guessing that voting
Thanks,
was very close.
I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure there was a lot of people that had Lamar 4, if not higher.
All right, let's go to Reggie in D.C. Reggie, what's up, man? You're on with the Junks.
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, buddy.
Man, what's up, Reggie?
I'm sick of this
Reggie,
Joe Burrow talk,
Reggie,
man.
Reggie.
Go ahead.
Oh, wait, yo.
What's up?
Yep. Oh, okay, my bad. Man, I'm sick of this Joe Burrow talk, man. When the last time he won? Joe Burrow had one run. Made it to the Super Bowl. He puts up stats. But when is the last time they made the playoffs? 2 years ago. They didn't make the playoffs last year or the year before. All Joe Burrow do, man, is just puts up stats. Man, I get it. He's a great quarterback. He's not a bum. But let's just not act like that Joe Burrow is contributing to winning. He had one good run, a great run at that, because they went to the Super Bowl, so you can't knock it. But, I mean, come on, man. I'm sick of this Joe Burrow talk, man. Okay, if you don't make it to the playoffs this year, we're going to say the same thing?
I don't think you can.
I mean, he had 43 touchdowns and 9 picks. You going to blame him for not making the playoffs? The defense had something to do with it.
But hold on, Lurch. Look at some of them games against Baltimore. He threw interceptions. His turnovers came in bad spots. They had a breakdown of this. A lot of his turnovers contributed to their loss. And then, hold on, let's go to week one against New England. How do you lose that game? Like, come on now. He's a great quarterback. There's no debating. But, again, like it or not, the quarterback position is a win position. Mm-hmm. The guy has not made the playoffs the last 2 seasons. He put up 43 touchdowns. They didn't make the playoffs. They didn't make the playoffs. Come on, man. Like, again, he's great. He is absolutely great. But we got to start putting
this stuff into
a little bit of context.
In the Baltimore games, Joe Burrow threw 9 touchdowns.
All right. Thank you, Reggie. Thank you, buddy.
That's pretty amazing.
And he lost 35-34 and 41-38.
Yeah, but to Reggie's point, Joe Burrow threw an interception that cost them the game in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I get that. But he threw 9 touchdowns. Are we going to focus on one bad pass? I mean,
you're going to bring up 2023, Joe Burrow got injured with a torn ligament in week 11, and they had just won 5 straight games.
Yeah, I mean, he's had a couple injuries.
You can't say they didn't make the playoffs because goes out in week 11.
The problem, though, that I have with the previous caller, Joe's point of, like, who do you want dropping back 30 times making the pass is I would want Lamar Jackson. It's not just a pass. You can run. Like, you can't take that away.
Nope. And that opens up everything.
Huge. You cannot take that away.
Well, that's why Jaden Daniels is 5.
Right.
Yes.
Because he has that. Yeah. He has that special ability that a lot of other quarterbacks don't.
I see you dying to say something.
No, well, I was just going to say, it's not like Joe Burrow completed 70% of his passes, which is it's awesome. But the gap isn't that big. Lamar was 65%.
Right. And his 43 touchdowns, Lamar had 41.
It's not like, I don't know. The gap isn't as big as Joe from Onassis thinks.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, I think he's a
better passer than Jalen Hurts. Do you think so?
I think Lamar? He definitely has become. Yeah.
I think so. Let's go to Matt in D.C. Matt, what's up, buddy? You're with the Junks.
Good morning. Good morning, gentlemen.
And he hasn't had the receivers that Jalen Hurts has had.
Right.
Like, they've gotten better, but A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith, that's what Jalen Hurts is working with.
Yeah.
That's not Matt in D.C. I'm Matt in D.C. So, two things.
Yeah.
If you were Coach X and you didn't know who your quarterback's going to be, kickoffs in 5 seconds, and you have a choice between Joe Burrow and Lamar Jackson, I would think most people are going to just choose Lamar Jackson. It's like, well, out of nowhere, I've got to pick one of these guys. Oh, I'll take Lamar. And as far as Jaden Daniels, this reticence to realize how great he must be in the eyes of the, undoubtedly terrified random GMs in the league. I mean, let's face facts. This guy is capable of going multiple games in a row without ever punting. His ability to extend plays, find the open man, there's nothing fluky about it. He certainly got some luck last year. He could have been hurt. Some plays could have gone the other way, which I'm sure we will see, these 50-50 things that a lot of them went our way.
Mm-hmm.
But this guy is undeniably someone who you're looking at as a potential to challenge Mahomes for what is the actual probably best quarterback in the league right now. I mean, it's just He's got that ability to find the open man. That's his thing. He hunts the open guy as well as anybody, I think, in the league. Anyway, thank you. That's all I got.
Thanks, Matt.
Appreciate it.
All right, thank you, pal.
If you want to chime in, you can always hit us up at 1-800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Be right back.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's been a while since we played Missing Link on the show.
Yep.
This is just for us. This All is right. Elementary school level.
For our entertainment, okay?
Bradley.
Cooper.
Flag. Exactly.
it was that easy. You well, filled it in before.
Two little stories wanted to bring up. I didn't realize that Bradley Cooper plays Superman's dad in the movie.
Okay, was unaware.
Which I believe is Jor-El.
Jor-El, the father of Kal-El.
Yes.
That's Superman's real name.
Yes.
Yes, I'm a dork that
Who
I know
was the
that.
Original Jor-El in...
Marlon Brando.
Yes.
Played the original.
James Gunn said he needed somebody, like, lofty enough yeah. to be Superman's dad.
Well, good. You're going to go see it?
Now, I think if you sat down Bradley Cooper, Maybe. He wouldn't say... He would never say... that I'm the equivalent of Marlon Brando. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think that those guys are comparable.
Although Bradley Cooper, I think, is known as one of the best actors working today.
True. But is he Marlon Brando level? Even he would probably say that might be a bridge too far.
Probably not. But he's very good.
He's very good.
Has he won Best Actor, though? Did he win Best Actor for the movie he did with Lady Gaga, Star is Born?
Bradley Cooper? I'm not sure.
I feel like Bradley Cooper might have won. Maybe he's only been...
Don't know.
No idea.
I know he's been nominated a few times.
Pretty sure JP just spoiled a cameo. That was like a...
I mean, it's on all kinds of articles out there.
It says cameo. He's in the film for like a minute.
Well, big deal. I mean, people know the story of Superman.
Yes, correct.
Did you see that Christopher Reeve's son, he's a reporter, was interviewing the actor who's playing Superman?
Okay.
It was pretty cool.
Christopher Reeve's son is a real life reporter.
Yeah. Huh. I don't know if he's a... Drab, is he NBC or Fox? Or
is he like a TV guy?
I don't know who he works for.
Yeah. And he was interviewing... what's the actor's name who's playing Superman? I don't recognize the name.
I don't know that dude's name.
Yeah, it's Chris something.
Don't know.
But he was interviewing him about it, and he was talking about his father. It was pretty cool.
Looks like Cooper hasn't won, but he was nominated. I mean, he's been nominated for an Academy Award.
Yep.
For Silver Linings Playbook.
Pretty good movie.
Best Supporting Actor in American Hustle.
Another good
flick. Best Actor in American Sniper. Best Actor in A Star is Born.
Yeah.
Best Actor in Maestro. Didn't see that. But Cooper Flagg, the other end of the missing link, he had a bomb diggity game in game number two.
He did.
Summer League, they shut him down, but he put up 30.
Well, I saw in the first game, he was fine.
No, in the first game, he was good. He just missed shots.
He just missed shots, yeah.
Yeah.
He was fine. I saw him try a big-ass dunk. I just saw a clip
because
I was running around.
Basically,
it didn't make it. But
just
it was,
inside the free throw line.
Oh, it was big time.
He's going to be just fine in the NBA.
Yeah, I'm not worried about him.
Like, it does not look like he's going to need an adjustment period.
Am I the only guy that's excited about what Trey Johnson's done so far in two games?
I was excited when I saw
the one viral clip that got millions of hits.
When
right?
he threw it off the guy.
Yeah, and people are like, I've literally never even seen that before.
That's next level hoops IQ right there.
Yeah, and then to back it up again with another solid outing last night, looks like they got a guy. They did a great job.
When you watch the Summer League, you think they've got a bunch of guys. Like I said, I was kind of excited for Will Riley.
Well, they might have one there, clips. Too. I haven't seen enough. Again, I've only seen clips.
You're starting to get a little bit sized for the Wizards rebuild.
No, no,
I see what's happening here.
No, I like a couple of guys. I think they have a couple pieces. That's all I'm saying. I also think Sar, by the way, is taking leaps offensively.
All right, I want to see your ranking. All right?
Go ahead.
So you just got to tell me which guy you like better.
All right.
All right. Bob Carrington or Keyshawn George? You got to keep one or the other.
Why?
Because that's the game I'm playing.
Like which Survivor Island?
Yes. Bub or Keyshawn?
Long-term
I
Keyshawn.
I take Bub.
Long-term Keyshawn.
You're Keyshawn. Okay.
Keyshawn
or Sar?
Sar.
Sar or Bilal?
Sar.
Bilal.
Sar. This is easy.
That's my guy.
Sar or Trey?
Probably Sar, but I think Trey is legit. But I just think he's
here's
legit.
The best part, EB. You don't have to choose. You got them all.
Yeah, for now.
They've got to have the
Trey
youngest.
Trey or Bilal?
Trey.
Bilal.
Trey.
I'm Bilal, going down with that said, friendship.
They even said, who's it? We had him last week. He said they drafted Bilal for his defense.
Yes, Chase Hughes.
And the offense is going to catch up.
Yeah, no.
Eventually.
Trey Johnson's just a straight bucket getter.
He's a baller.
Yeah. He gets buckets. He's going to be good.
I will defend Bilal Coulibaly to the freaking death.
I'm not saying he sucks.
Right, Bilal or SGA? Bilal.
I would vote SGA. There.
I've said it many times.
Really?
I'm not a crazy person.
Those two guys wouldn't trade Gilbert Arenas for Kobe Bryant back in the day.
Again, that was Gil at the height of his.
It was literally when he scored 30
powers.
A game.
Okay, but what was Kobe? You think Kobe was
Kobe
a bomb that
right,
year?
Was right there.
And Kobe had that year every year.
He was right there. We were just making the point that he was just unreal at that time.
Yeah.
That was peak Hibachi.
I know. I'm well aware.
No, but I think we're underselling. This is super exciting. I mean, I just think it's the growth I'm seeing from Sar. Like you saw it last year. Even when he went 0-for-18, like he took 18 shots, like he has an offensive mindset. He's trying to develop that offensive game, and I think he's going to be
also,
just fine.
He's 19 freaking years old.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or was as a rookie. He may have turned 20 at this point, but he was 19.
I mean, I know they have McCollum and Middleton, older guys, but they've got to have, if you take those two guys off the roster, they got to have the youngest roster.
Bunch of pups.
Got to have one of the youngest.
I can imagine they're going to move all those guys, right? I mean, they're going to play. Are they going to play the whole season?
They're going to flip those guys for picks. That's what they do.
Yeah. I mean, Brogdon stayed the whole season.
I mean, Koulibaly's still only 20. So much runway in front of him.
Yeah.
You guys are all doubters. I will have the last laugh.
No, I think,
cart that up, Valdez. Mark this date in history. This guy will have the last laugh when it comes to Bilal Koulibaly.
Meaning what? What is your definition?
Yeah, meaning what?
Like, what does
becomes,
that mean?
He becomes a really solid player for the Wizards.
Nobody denies to be a solid
team.
Player.
Will he make an all-star team? Sure, he'll make an all-star
all right,
team.
I got the bet. I got take that.
$5.
Like, $5.
Like, solid.
Valdez, you're the bet guy.
Solid player. Team. Like, you hype him up like he's going to be the super solid player. There's a billion of those.
He's going to be like a guy that gives you like 17, 8 or 9 boards, 5 dimes,
that,
and a couple of swipes.
That many all-star teams. In fact, I think that makes
zero. Is he going to be...
I just need one.
I mean, by the way, those numbers sound eerily similar to like a Denny Avdija.
I mean, if that's the case, then he may just wind up getting dealt.
I don't know if he's going to give you those numbers with all the other scores they have.
Does he have to make the All-Star team on the Wiz? No, that's not part of the bet. He just has to make an All-Star team.
All right, fine.
There's no caveat.
If they trade him, the next team won't be invested in him at all. It'd be, before you know it, he'd be back in France.
So you have Sarr the number one.
Well, I mean, they drafted him number two.
I think his
Sarr who's your number two Sarr's if you had to rank great. All those prospects right now? I'd still say Bub.
I don't know. Trey Johnson looks legit, dude.
I'm not ready to give. I'm not
he
ready.
Is exciting.
I'm not ready to give up on AJ Johnson either. AJ yeah. Johnson when
AJ
he gets
Johnson
on the floor,
looks exciting too.
When he gets on the floor, he does stuff.
He's a freak.
So spindly.
Yeah.
They'll get him in the weight room.
But let me tell you. Watching, and I just saw the highlights, but they showed every like basket he made. Watch the highlights of Cooper Flagg.
Yeah.
That's why you wanted to poop for Coop.
Yeah,
I mean, he would be, he's like, Trey Johnson might be a nice player, but I don't know that if he changes the trajectory of the team, like jumps like a win total. Cooper Flagg's that type of player.
No, okay, yeah, he's not Cooper Flagg, but I think he's... going to be very good. I think he's got a better chance of making an all-star team than Bilal eventually.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Hey, Jason, have you paid the Alex Sarr points per game bet? Because I don't have it marked as paid.
Who does he owe?
I think I paid
Please
him.
Tell me.
JP.
Oh.
I thought you did.
I thought I paid him because we were talking about
fine.
It.
Just quash it.
I think I paid it right the next day. What was it? How much was it? $10?
$10.
Yeah, I think it was close, though. I think I won by like a half a point.
Paid that to
his 12.5, he averaged 13.
Yeah. No, I almost positive I paid.
I thought so. I just didn't have it marked.
Any other outstanding?
Yeah,
what is Sarr going to be? What's Sarr going to be at this year? 16.5?
I think 16 is a good number. The average.
I kind of like it.
16 is a good number.
Man, though, if he wants to be a superstar, you would want to jump to like 19. But I don't see it.
Yeah. Well, maybe.
19 is a lot. 19 is hard to do. 19 is like, yeah, you're right on the cusp of superstardom. Not willing to go there.
Travis giving the serious side.
I don't know what you guys were watching last night. I enjoyed it. Sarr was special defensively. Sometimes he looked like he's been playing basketball a week offensively. Yes. I mean, his points last night were rebounds and like broken plays.
I just
plays.
Like his takes.
He didn't make, I know.
I like his takes.
He didn't make one. I love him. I'm rooting for him. He didn't make one offensive move.
I am still raw offensively.
He's so raw.
I like his takes. I think
what takes? You didn't have any
who's
moves.
Who's your top young guy?
I like Alex Sarr. I'm a big fan. But
next guy.
What do you mean? On
of
the Wizards?
Of all these young guys, who would you rank?
Oh, Trey.
You'd put Trey over Trey. Bub.
Oh, yeah. I'm not. Everyone else is higher on Bub than me.
Where do you have Bilal?
Mid.
Mid?
For me, go ahead. Trey, Sarr, Bilal.
Okay, at least you still have him in the top three. Got him in the top three. I like that.
Keyshawn.
Man, I'm the biggest Bilal stand on the planet.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know
why. I put all my chips in a Bilal.
Hey, Cakes, you should learn French. Just
I should
you
learn French. You're right. I probably should take some lessons. Give me some Rosetta Stone.
Yeah, how many,
but I know Cakes, once Bilal gets traded, he's not going to care about
him. To me. He's not wearing a Wizards uniform. Couldn't care less. Unless he makes an all-star team, then I win the bet. That's all I care about.
How much is the bet for,
$5.
$5.
Yeah. Just wait till he makes that jump, EB. You can be like, man, hey, I should have listened to Cakes. Because he knew what he was talking about.
Will you pay me the $5 in Bitcoin? Can we make a Bitcoin bet?
I am not parting with any Bitcoin.
I'll pay you one Bitcoin.
I'll pay you 500 pennies.
When we come back, we'll talk to our pal Kevin McCarthy here on the Junkies.
All right. Trust the five-star experts at Crop Metcalf for all your residential and commercial cooling, heating, plumbing, and pest control needs. Summer temperatures are on the rise, aren't they? Let Crop Metcalf make sure your cooling system can handle the heat. Call today and get a brand new cooling system installed starting at just $186 a month. That includes all future service repairs plus system heating and cooling checks for one low monthly price. Call 1-800-GO-CROP or visit cropmetcalf.com. Crop Metcalf, home of the five-star technician.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, let's head out to the Rude guest hotline. Rude's the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Live from L.A., it's our pal Kevin McCarthy. Hey, Kevin.
Kevin.
Good morning, my Papa Squeezies. It's 6:45 out here in the Hollywood area. How are you guys doing?
I bet you
doing well.
It hasn't rained since you've lived there.
Dude, it has not actually. And funny enough, I think, so I left for LA on like June 13th. And I think since I've left, haven't you had like 10 like thunderstorms or rain?
At least.
Every time I look at the weather, it's like raining there. But here's the thing. I grew up on the East Coast. So I'm not going to sit here and like sit on a high horse and say like, you know, like I love being out here. I mean, I love the East Coast. The one thing I will miss is seasons. Cause I mean, like obviously it gets like a little cooler here during, you know, but not like I'm going to miss winter. Like I love fall and spring.
You don't
and, like,
miss the humidity that we're dealing with right now. You don't miss the allergy season.
No, it's pretty, I mean, it's crazy. I went to New Mexico last week, to interview this director named Ari Aster, who did like Midsommar and Hereditary.
Oh my God. Those are two of the more disturbing movies that I've ever seen. Like that guy, that guy must have a twisted brain to come up with those
Ari Aster is amazing. So yeah, he did those. He did Beau Is Afraid. There's a new one coming out on Friday called Eddington, which is, with, Joaquin Phoenix. And, so I was in New Mexico and the humidity there, or I mean, it's a little different. It's like a drier heat, but it was like 100 degrees. I know you guys have been getting those.
Cakes was just in Vegas where it was 110. Yeah. All right, we don't have that much time, so give us your take on Superman, which is crushing at the box office.
Yeah, so I'm a little bit in the minority on this one. I know a lot of people really love this film, and there's a lot to love about it. But there's also a lot that I wasn't a fan of, and I'll dive into kind of both. But David Corenswet, who's playing Superman, he's fantastic. I mean, it's an amazing performance. He's great as Superman, and Clark Kent. And listen, we've seen, and this happens in every superhero genre. We've had multiple Spider-Mans, we've had multiple Batmans. It's like, you know, every time you turn around, they're kind of rebooting it. But this is James Gunn, and he did the Guardians of the Galaxy trilogy. He did the Suicide Squad, like the newer two films. He's a really, really talented filmmaker. I like his earlier stuff, like Slither. It was like a great horror film, and Elizabeth Banks. But this movie starts after kind of we already know that Superman exists. Lois Lane already knows who Superman is, so it's not like that typical origin story where he comes down to Earth. And so it does start differently. Like, you know, it's not like that whole story again. And I think Rachel Brosnahan's great as Lois Lane. I think, where I have a problem with the films, I feel like I've seen the arc of the story before, even though I said it starts later on in the years after he's been here. But it's an interesting thing because I feel like the CGI battles, I feel like I've seen before. I thought Nicholas Holt as Lex Luthor, I did not like that performance. And I think one of the big key differences here is I didn't read comic books growing up. So this is a lot more true from what I understand to the comic books. So maybe that's where I differ in terms of like people loving the film. I thought that it was a bit over the top, a little bit cheesy in that way. I'm a big Man of Steel fan. I love Henry Cavill as Superman. So I don't know if that's where the difference is, because that movie was so split and so divided that, you know, there were a lot of fans who were upset with the way that Superman movie went and how dark it was. I kind of liked that dark element of Henry Cavill's Superman, but David Corenswet's is a lot more positive, a lot more, you know, it's less edgy.
Different.
Yeah. And so for me, I understand that people are loving this film. I did not love it as much as everybody else did. There were things I did love. I love the score. I love John Murphy's music. I love the use of John Williams' score, but I did miss Hans Zimmer's music from Man of Steel. But yeah, I just found it to be predictable. I found it to be not as interesting as Man of Steel. I thought that, again, Nicholas Holt, I just thought his performance was so over the top that I didn't feel the stakes of his villain character. I didn't feel that there was ever going to be an actual threat. I felt like there was no problem. Superman's going to come in and save the day. Unlike Man of Steel, where there was like a really hard choice the character has to make at the end of that film. And I keep going to that movie because that was probably my favorite Superman movie. And I love Christopher Reeve, and I love, you know, the original Superman as well. But for me, my Superman really has always, like in the time that I've been around, has been Henry Cavill and Man of Steel. So that's where I compare it to.
So not as good. Would you say that this movie, not as good as Mission Impossible, not as good as F1?
I personally enjoyed F1 and Mission more, right. But again, like, this is one of those movies that's hard to talk about because there are so many people who love this movie, and I'm not trying to sit here and be the negative one about it. I just, like, I give it a 3 out of 5. So I'm kind of like in that like middle ground, like a C plus B minus area. But I think that, you know, there are good things to see in this. And I think from a box office perspective, it made $122 million this weekend. So I'm happy to see that it did that. I just don't think Nicholas Hoult was well cast as Lex Luthor. And that whole performance I couldn't buy into, but I wish there was more sequences with Clark Kent and Lois Lane outside of him being Superman. I thought those scenes to me were the strongest in the movie. I loved their chemistry. So it depends on what you guys think. I would love to, you know, let me know if you've seen it on, you know, anybody listening to the show, you know, DM me or message me on Instagram or, you know, TikTok at Kevin McCarthy TV. I'd be curious to hear your thoughts, because as somebody who didn't read the comics, I would be curious to know if people who read the comics, you know, viewed it differently than I did.
I think that's the ultimate upset, is that Kevin didn't grow up reading comic books. I would have put you
would have put money on that.
Oh, yeah, I definitely would have put money on that.
All the comic books, yeah.
It's funny because I collected certain ones growing up, but I never read them. I spent a lot of my time watching DVD features. So, like, I would buy, like, DVDs for, like, Lord of the Rings and, like, From Dusk Till Dawn and Desperado, and I would watch, like, the features about how the movie was made. So those were kind of... I've never really been a big reader, and I don't know if, I mean, I do have ADHD in real life. And so I don't know if that's probably a big problem with reading. I can't concentrate on reading, because I love to watch. I need a visual. So I used to, my books growing up were like DVD features. So
I would join the club. None of us here are big readers, voracious readers
in here.
Kevin, man, we got to run. Good stuff. You give it a 3 out of 5.
All right, I love you guys. I'll talk to you guys soon.
All right,
love
bye.
Man, three out of five
is whoa.
For him, yes.
Stay away.
That's not good.
My son saw it. He was kind of mediocre on it, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Didn't Krabby see it or no?
I don't know.
I thought he saw F1.
Oh, F1. No, I'm sorry. No time for Superman yet.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, right now we're going to hook up caller number 10 at 800-636-1067 with a pair of tickets to Where the Party At Tour, featuring Nelly and the St. Lunatics, Ja Rule, Eve, and Chingy. That's Wednesday, July 23rd at Jiffy Lube Live. For tickets and more event information, you can visit thefandc.com/events. 800-636-1067. B. Mitch and Finley up next here on The Fan.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.